This is Al Simpson. The mad bomber terrorist Saddam Hussein is still up to his old tricks, and President Clinton isn't a bit amused. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, in response to Saddam Hussein's terrorist plot to assassinate former President George Bush, President Clinton reared up and hurled 23 missiles into an Iraqi intelligence building in downtown Baghdad. It was a decisive act that has strong support in the international community. The attack clearly shows Saddam that America will not just sit still when our country becomes the target of vicious and violent aggression. Ted, since 86, we've heard hardly a peep out of Gaddafi since we really rattled his cage. If Saddam keeps this stuff up, he's likely to get the same message next time. But, Ted, we should all thank the Reagan and Bush administrations for providing President Clinton with the military capability and hardware to conduct and succeed in such a mission. Clinton should make darn sure that future presidents always have the same military options.
Al, I supported President Clinton's decision to launch that missile strike against Iraq. After careful investigation by the Pentagon and CIA, it was clear the Iraqi intelligence service, and probably Saddam Hussein himself, attempted to assassinate President Bush on his visit to Kuwait last April. Fortunately, their despicable terrorist plot was discovered and blocked. By attacking the Iraqi intelligence service compound, President Clinton struck back against Saddam's henchmen directly responsible for the plot. It was not an attack on the Iraqi people. You got one thing wrong, though, Al. President Reagan's similar strike against Libya in 1986 didn't teach Gaddafi a thing. 2 years later, Gaddafi's agents bombed Pan Am Flight 103 over Lockerbie, Scotland, and 189 Americans were killed. Let's hope Saddam gets President Clinton's message, Al, but don't bet on it. Terrorists rarely do. Al Simpson and I want our listeners to suggest topics for Face Off. Just contact this station. I'm Ted Kennedy on the Mutual Broadcasting System.